Blackberries, They Walk Among You, from 2010, off a compilation called Real Real Rock and Roll, Volume 12, Mr. Garager's Neighborhood, otherwise known as a Bill Kelly CD. We started things off with some Invasion, What the Invasion is Coming, from 1967, Dynamic Sound. Or maybe we, no, that's what we finished with last, okay. Devotions, Devil's Gotten Into My Baby, from the Tri-Sound 45, 1966. And as that song was finishing up, I was like, ooh, hey, Devil in My Car, by the B-52s. I literally threw that on at the last second. I mean, with seconds to go. Off of Wild Planet from 1982, Warner Brothers Records. Mr. Bassman and the Cymbals, Do the Zombie, from 1963. If you're wondering what I was playing before that, it was a radio report from Night of the Living Dead. Yes, the original. And the Jet Black Berries, with They Walk Among You. My niece Kimberly and a couple other people have made a request for this song. It's a staple. There is one song I will probably never play on the show that's related to Halloween, and you know what song that is. It's because it's been played to death. But I could never forget Somerville's own Bobby Boris Pickett. And that, ooh, hey, there we go. And that's what's coming up next. Here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5. There, I'm legal for another hour at least. Oh no, if we got less than an hour, then I don't know what happens to me. Maybe I turn back into a pumpkin. Who knows?
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash. Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy. Mash good.
Monster mash.
Monster mash.
I know you're all singing along to that, I know.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out. Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob. Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps.
Thank you. What? Yeah!
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Gin Gillette. It took me years, and I mean years, to figure out who Gin Gillette was. It was a fake name. It's actually Robbie Lester. And if you listen to any Disneyland records back in the 60s, you would know that she did a bunch of songs and voices for Disney. Train to Satanville off of the Musicon label from 1961. If I can find a picture of it again. Let's see if I can find a picture, and I'm going to run out of time here. I know I am. I can't find the 45, but maybe you can. Trying to do this on the fly, and I'm going to run out of music here. If I'd ever really paid attention to the 45, it says production by Cy Erin and Robbie Lester. So I just should have, you know, Googled those names. Anyways, we started out with some Bobby Boris Pickett and his Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash from Gar Pax, 1962. Made it up in the charts. I didn't know how far up because I didn't look. The Trailer from the Blob, followed by the Five Blobs with The Blob. And I didn't get to find the date on that one. Circus, Burn Witch Burn from 1967. And as I said, we finished up with some Gin Gillette. And I think maybe we'll do some werewolf stuff next. Got about 45 more minutes to go here. You can make a shout out on the Strike the Box radio show page on Facebook. No. Oops. That was it. That's Go Go Gorilla, but that's not what I wanted. that's not what I wanted to play. And now, of course, they put this stuff. Let's see. Where did I put that stuff? What track is that? 16. We're getting there. Don't worry. Please stand by. This is what you call technical difficulties. What's a show without technical difficulties, right? La, 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 la. Okay, how about we try this one?
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
Oh, don't hand me that. You're just wasting your time.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You wouldn't want to run away with a murderer, would you?
Oh, Larry, you're not. You know you're not.
I killed Bela. I killed Richardson. If I stay here any longer, you can't tell who'll be next.
gather round, kiddies, I'll tell you something juicy about this dance you call the Watusi. You think it's something new, well, that's not so. It all really started 400 years ago at the graduation party for Transylvania High back in 1565. We were swaying to the music of Lawrence Wolf and its bubbly blood. Thirsty jive. 23 skidoo. A she-wolf named Rhonda tooled in on a Honda, a quite unexpected call. The hair on her chin parted into a grin. She said, "You bats haunt, if at all."
What's better than Lawrence Wool? Tennis
shoe. There's a place down the street past Transylvania West. Let's make it down there right now. We'll know we're at the bloody a-go-go when we hear a werewolf's howl. Got inside, and there on the floor, what we saw gave us quite a fright. 150 wiggling wolves, man, it was out of sight. We immediately called the head werewolf over to our table to ask him what was going on.
They're doing the werewolf Watusi.
A werewolf Watusi? Where do they get all their energy?
Don't you know? There's a flea epidemic.
Sounds. Let's split. This gig is nowhere.
It is a different bag.
Pressed a button, I heard no music. That's because I pressed the wrong button again. Oh well. WMFO, I'm at 91.5 on the World Wide Web, WMFO.org. You are listening to the Strike the Box annual Halloween show. And we just finished up with another track from Don Henson and the Rigor Morticians with Werewolf Watusi. 1964 off of the Monster Dance Party record from Capitol. We started things out with some Flesh Tones. Ghoul Man Confidential. Off of the Mondo Zombie Boogaloo compilation, which you can get off of Yep Rock Records. Also heard the Ebb Tides with Seance. Ebb Tides, where are they from? They were from Ohio, somewhere in Columbus, Ohio. Yep. Garage band formed in 63. Seance was off the Jar label from 1967. Susie and the Banshees with Spellbound off of Juju. I usually play Halloween, but I wanted to shake it up a little bit, so I played Spellbound. I think I played Kyle Bonafende there with the Werewolf. That's when I was messing up some buttons there. So we got just less than a half an hour to go here, so if you'd like to hear something, you can go to the Strike the Box radio show page or group. I do want to celebrate someone's last day at work. Carol Spinney. If you're my age, you kind of know who this person was. And I had a record that I got when I was a little kid. Actually, it was like a record, a bunch of books and stuff. And it was related to Sesame Street. So I'm going to play a little bit of song from that. Probably not the whole thing, but just... in recognition of Carol Spinney, who did close to 50 years on Sesame Street. He's not hanging them up, but somebody else will take his place. But good for him. 49 years doing the same thing. Hopefully he has a nice retirement. That's coming up next. And then we'll get back into the ghoulish music.
Boy, look at that beautiful, absolutely marvelous word. Abkadefki Jekyll-Menopkorstuwitzes. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll-Menopkorstuwitzes. I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awful queer to me. Abkadefki Jekyll-Menopkorstuwitzes. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen. What can that strange-looking word possibly mean?
Go, 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 go You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Oh, angels to stop me dead.
An historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein.
Then let us begin.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria. To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Waiting, waiting, waiting for the CD to load. Come on, load, load, load. Da, 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 da. Here we go. It's taking a little too long there, sorry. We just, what did we finish up there with? The Ramones with the Pet Cemetery. We started things off way back there with some Big Bird with ABCDEFGIGHI. From the Sesame Street record that I got, like, when I wasn't the one I got when I was a little kid, but early 70s. Shandells with Go, 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 Gorilla, Go, Go from 1965 off of the Banger label. Blue Oyster Cult with Godzilla from Don't Fear the Reaper, 1976. Some Glenn Ryle with Wolfgal. I didn't get a chance to look up the year and the label yet, but it'll be up there soon. When I go through the playlist, I guess. Flesh Eaters with Eyes Without a Face off of one of the best ever zombie movies, Return of the Living Dead. And Billy Riley and His Little Green Men from Flying Saucers Rock and Roll from the Sun label, 1957. So that's it for me. I got to clean up and get out of here. I won't be here next week. That's why we're doing the Halloween show this week here on Strike the Box at WMFO in Medford, 91.5. While I am away, I will be going to see a late night movie that I usually like to dance to every now and then, and that's coming up next. Enjoy your week. I'll be back after Halloween, so have a safe Halloween. Public service message says, look both ways when crossing. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. And it's the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Well, I was walking down the street just a-having a thing.
to the left.
Well, it's back to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.